Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we have a guest today. 4-H Youth Development Program Manager Joe Hetrick Anstead is joining us. And how are you this morning, Joe?
I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty well myself. Things are falling into place, and I actually got to do some weaving the past couple of days. So happy me.
Been good for that,
yeah. And speaking of good, we touched on this before a while back, but you've got some information for some school programs you've been working on.
Yes, so we love to do school enrichment in the Frontier District, and we've been to many, many schools in our district. Some of the ones that we've been doing here recently are some springtime ones. One of them has been our butterfly program. It's with Painted Lady Butterflies. So the kids get a cup of 5 caterpillars, so they get to see the whole process. They get the cup of caterpillars, they get to watch the caterpillars eat the food, become bigger, they grow about 5 times their size as when they start, and then they get to see them make their chrysalis and hang there, and then a few weeks later they turn into butterflies and we have a butterfly release party. But we also talk about the importance of butterflies too and how they're good pollinators to get all those good foods that we like to eat, those fruits and vegetables that all start as a flower. We need those pollinators to help us make more of those seeds so we can keep eating all those good fruits and veggies. So we talk about the pollination process, the life cycle of the butterfly, and then just what we can do as people to help with these pollinators, such as planting pollinator gardens or planting watering station for bees and for butterflies. I do bee programs as well. And the kids just love it. They all go home with a little plant paper that they just plant the paper in the ground and there's seeds in it and it grows into flowers that can be for pollinators. And so the kids love that. There's something that they can do without having to do a lot, because not everyone wants to be a beekeeper or have huge butterfly gardens, but they can have a small one at their home and their parents love it too because it's not a lot of work. Another program that we have been doing is our chicken embryology, which is a very popular one. I take in a dozen farm fresh eggs that, fingers crossed, are fertile. We won't know, obviously, until they hatch.
Right.
But we talk about the whole life cycle process of a chicken with the kids. They love it. They get to see the eggs. We talk about what's on the inside of the egg, how the chick grows, how it eats while it's in there. They ask how it breathes while it's in there. So we talk about the air pocket that's in the top of the egg when the chick gets old enough and how it takes its first breath just a few days before it hatches. We talk about the hatching process. On day 10, I come back and we candle the eggs to make sure that they're developing, and the kids get to see that whole process. We make the room dark, we put the egg on the candler, and they get to actually see inside the egg and see where the little embryo is growing, and they love it. We get to then put them back in the incubator, and we talk about how it's important to keep the incubator at a certain temperature and humidity to promote the growth of the embryo. And then they actually get to see the chicks hatch. Hopefully the chicks hatch while they're in class. It happens. Usually they get to see at least one hatch, and it disrupts the class for the whole day, but that's fine. The teachers need that break too. So they get to watch the chick hatch and then keep the chicks in their classroom for a few days and see the whole process, and the kids just love it.
I always looked forward to hatching day when I was raising chickens, so I'm right there with that. Disrupt the whole day. We're going to sit here and watch.
Yes.
How long have you been doing, well, especially the embryology program, but the butterflies and everything else, how long have you been doing these programs, and how do you plan to expand them? Because they sound great.
Yeah, so I started the school enrichment programs last school year with just a few sample programs just to kind of get our feet wet to see what we needed to do. And then this year we really hit it hard in our district, and we took program flyers to all of the schools in our 3 counties to really promote this program. And so this will be my second year doing embryology and butterflies. I grew up raising chickens, so that's kind of second nature to me for the embryology part of it. I'm also a beekeeper, and so the pollinator part of it is very important to all of us, and it kind of becomes second nature to kind of educate the kids on those. Next year we've really been fine-tuning our programming and how we're enriching these kids' lives and how it kind of aligns with what they're already learning in school and those standards that they have to meet. And so we just keep fine-tuning those and hope that next year we'll get to go into even more schools.
Oh, absolutely. And maybe start conducting some seminars with other 4-H agents and get them started on expanding these programs into their districts as well.
Yes, there are a lot of districts and counties that do school enrichment, and we all kind of get together every once in a while, and it just inevitably we start talking about our different programs that we do, and we kind of draw ideas from each other. So it's a really good collaborative program that we have.
And the chance for shenanigans, no doubt.
Absolutely.
I know how I am with my coworkers, so yeah. Well, great. I hope we'll get a chance to talk about this in the future just to see how it's rounding out and, you know, maybe share some pictures. Brand new little
Absolutely, tiki's. Yes.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us, and I look forward to hearing some more about some of these programs. Maybe get involved. Are you looking for volunteers?
Yes. Right now, we're always looking for volunteers to help with 4-H programs and outside programs. So if anybody has interest in becoming a volunteer with our district, they can contact any of our offices, and we can get them started on that process.
Outstanding. Sounds like a good plan. Well, like I said, thanks for joining us, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meritazine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gall.